We're literally running the gamut today. There's just no other way to say it. For, of course, those of you out there are seniors, we have a Social Security problem. Now, that's stating the obvious in the top line, but we also have other aspects of the Social Security system that are either misunderstood, forgotten, or, frankly, more. Do you know? Did you know? Have you ever heard of the Ticket to Work program? A $250 billion forgotten federal social savings program. Have you ever heard of it? Well, let's educate you. Jim Alsup, founder and CEO of Alsup Employment Services, joining me now to talk about this $250 billion Social Security savings programs that has been forgotten. Jim, there's a lot of detail in here. I've gone through the material, even went to the SSA website, done the digging, and it's a lot to unpack. So let me first turn it over to you to unpack the executive summary, if you will, of this program.
Well, the Ticket to Work program was enacted in 1999, 27 years ago, but only 30% of people that get disability benefits from Social Security are aware of the program. And we commissioned a third-party study recently as to the savings to the program if people had access to it, knew about it, and used it, what the estimated savings would be. And the estimated savings would be at least $250 billion from people going back to work using the program, because it was designed to help people get back to work that want to go back to work and have the ability to go back to work. So the estimated savings is at least $250 billion and possibly much more.
Going a little bit deeper on this, who does this matter to out there in the audience, out there around America?
Well, what it matters, it ought to matter to every single retiree or soon-to-be retiree out there, because when you look at the total Social Security program, increasingly in the news, we're talking about Social Security reform. Current estimates are that the program in the fourth quarter of 2032, which is 6 years from now, will no longer be able to pay full benefits. And unless there's reform, there will be a 22% cut in every recipient's benefit payments. That's because current total outlays exceed incoming FICA tax collections because it's a pay-as-you-go program. So outgoing payments have exceeded incoming income for the last 5 years. And unless things are changed, within 6 years, there's going to be a 22% cut in total Social Security payments. Now, the reason the disability program matters to every retiree is the disability program portion of Social Security has never been self-sustaining. It's always been broke, because it consistently has to suck money out of the retirement program to pay full benefits. And one of the main reasons it's doing that is people aren't getting the help that they need to go back to work when they want to go back to work. There was a survey of disability recipients back in 2019, which was already 7 years ago. And 7 years ago, 18.2% of all disability recipients told the agency they see themselves off benefits in 5 years through work, which would amount to at least $250 billion in savings. But even though these people want to go back to work, only 30% know about the program that's designed to help them go back to work.
So is obviously not knowing of the program, it sounds like it should be promoted more. Why do you think that hasn't happened, number one? And I know that's an opinion, but also, what should, more importantly, What should be done? We're talking about it here. Someone listening may well be the person that you're trying to reach with the explanation of the Social Security Ticket to Work program. But what could be done, what should be done to bring this out to the American people, especially when you're talking about things like contributing to the solvency of the, air quotes, trust fund?
Well, anybody receiving Social Security benefits in the program and in the country needs to be aware, first of all, that reform has to happen. Both political parties continue to say they're not going to touch the program, which is a total lie. Unless it is touched, there is going to be a 22% cut in 6 years. It has to be touched. It has to be reformed. But both political parties continue to say they're not going to touch it, which is a lie. So number one, everybody needs to be aware of that this thing has to be reformed because there will be a 22% cut in everybody's payments in 6 years unless it is reformed. But number one of reform has to be disability reform, which is getting these people back to work that want to go back to work. And I'm talking about the program has to be managed to reflect today's medical science. Only 30% of disability recipients know about the program. First of all disability recipients need to know about Ticket to Work program, and they need to be offered this assistance to go back to work. So when you're talking about savings of this magnitude, but also giving people the help that they're entitled to, that they need to go back to work and lead the lives they want to lead, because the average disability payment is only $1,300 a month, and people can't live on that. They want to go back to work. The help exists to go back to work, but they don't know about it.
A lot of the questions, and you know, for whatever reason and variety of reasons, Jim, that seniors ask is they go, what are the tax implications? What are the earnings implications of this? And again, that's part of not knowing about this program. Clarify that area for the person who says, well, hold on a second. What if I start making more money? Aren't I going to get hit with something?
Well, the Ticket to Work program is designed, and this is the beauty of it, it's designed to protect people's benefits as they return to work. We by ourselves have already saved the program almost $3 billion by getting almost 9,000 people off the rolls. We could be producing multiples more of this by ourselves if people simply knew about the program. But they don't know about the program. Again, 18.2% of these people have told the agency in a survey, I see myself off benefits in 5 years through work, but they don't know about the program that's designed to protect their benefits as they return to work. It's extremely complex, which is why our job is to go in and make it simple for the user, which is what we do.
My guest, Jim Alsup, we're talking about the Social Security Ticket to Work program. He's the CEO of Alsup Employment Services. Beyond just getting people aware of the program, what we're doing right here, talking about it, opening their eyes to it, where can they get better information? You talk about a study that was commissioned, that has been done. But where do people go when they're done listening to this? Where do they go to get the information?
Well, one option is to go to our website, which is alsupemploymentservices.com. Unfortunately, when you go to the Social Security website, you're not going to find much about it. And I'm currently just begun discussions with the new leadership in Social Security in the headquarters beneath the new commissioner, Frank Bisignano. But an easy place to go is to go to our website, alsupemploymentservices.com. What I'm trying to do is work with leadership in the agency to show them how to grow this program so everybody knows about it, that wants to go back to work and has the ability to go back to work. But the good news is these people do want to go back to work, but they simply don't know about the program, and they have to be informed about it. It has to be promoted. It has to be managed, which is what I'm hoping to do by working with the current leadership.
You know, when you say that, it's, I forget exactly how you put it, hard to find, not heavily promoted on the Social Security Administration website. I guess I have to ask the question rhetorically, of course, Jim, not really for an answer. Why not? This literally sounds like, you know, one of those steps, much like the workfare programs, you know, things that get people off the consumer side, consuming resources and becoming more the producers. That should be something the government should be promoting.
Well, what you have is this program has existed since 1956. It's a 70-year-old program, but it does not reflect today's medical science. People become eligible for benefits today, and within a year or two, they can go back to work. They want to go back to work. They got a program that will help them go back to work, but they don't know about it. The program has to be managed to reflect a new dual mission. The new dual mission needs to be, number one, when people are eligible for benefits, pay their benefits quickly, which this program never has done. But secondly, in addition to paying benefits to eligible people quickly, you got to provide the help they need to get back to work quickly for those who can go back to work quickly. And those numbers are going up by the day due to today's cutting-edge medical science. So the program has to be managed completely differently with a dual mission that includes getting these people back to work quickly because they can go back to work and they want to go back to work because of today's medical science.
There are a lot of benefits that go with that. Active out there in society, so much earning more money, being able to do maybe that special thing that you want to do as you move along in your life's journey. Jim Alsup, founder and CEO of Alsup Employment Services. The information there on their website where you can learn more about this program, the Ticket to Work program. Jim, it's great info. When I was made aware of this, because I wasn't aware of it. I've gotten a lot of questions from people about, you know, well, I can't go back to work. It's going to cost me. Something's going to be affected. There's actually a solution, partial solution
yes.
out there. So great info.
There is the friend. What people need to understand is the Ticket to Work program has been designed to protect their benefits as they go back to work. There's additional changes need to be made to the program, but the basis is there to help people go back to work without fear because it's designed to protect their benefits as they go back to work.
Quick summary on this one, Jim, before we wrap up here. You just said there are some things that need to be done with the program. What are they?
One of the things that needs to be done, there's a trial work period that needs to be expanded. Currently, it's about 1 year. It needs to be expanded to 2 years. And during the trial work period, people can earn wages as much as they want as well as receive benefits. But it takes disabled person time to readjust to the workforce. So that current 1 year really needs to be expanded to about 2 years to give people more time to readjust to the workforce and ultimately get off the rolls.
You know, that practical side, I like that. I really do. Jim, it's been eye-opening for me. I've learned more today, and that's always a good thing. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, David.
Jim Alsup, founder and CEO of Alsup Employment Services. Ticket to Work program. Check it out. Learn more about it. Go to their website and, just Alsup Employment Services. There you go. Easy to find. Allsup.